let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. When the Night Fell, Part 1 clears Rise, a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello by Christopher Gary Simmons, is a literary version of the modern musical. Imagine Othello reincarnated as a white minority navigating through the predominantly African-American hip-hop community and culture of today. This book pays homage to a classic piece of literature by sparking our imagination and expanding our perspective. Author Christopher Gary Simmons elevates his unique style of spoken word poetics by combining the storytelling of William Shakespeare with the broken English of Langston Hughes. The rhythmic production used throughout the audiobook enhances the reading experience, creating a profound tribute to lyricists everywhere and our memory of the character of Othello. This innovative project will move readers to connect with Shakespeare's dramatic tale while being transported blissfully to a new level of melodic expression. Philadelphia native Christopher Gary Simmons is a graduate of Temple University, bachelor's degree in English literature, and honored member of Villanova's executive MBA program. His appreciation for writing and lyrics knows no bounds. Raised in the golden era of hip-hop, his love of lyrics was born from a love of stories. His goal with this project is to help you find and share your own creative voice. A tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello, When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clears Rise by Christopher Gary Simmons, our guest on This Week in America. Christopher, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate you having me.
I have been looking forward to this. What a creative approach you've taken. What a really innovative approach. Talk a little bit about the title and what it remains, what the relationship is with the story. And then you're actually going to read a little bit for us. And we got a segment from the audiobook as well. But talk about the title.
Got it. So you kind of summed it up. You know, the idea of Othello is the story of kind of one character of color in a sea of characters who are of Caucasian descent or European descent, and it tells a story of a Moor who came up through the ranks of the military system and was an amazing warrior and fighter in that community. And you know, he fell in love with a beautiful young woman, and obviously she was of European descent. And there's a character named Iago in Othello that tears that relationship apart. Piece by piece. And I thought to myself, what would happen if we transported that story to today, number one? And number two, what would happen if we shifted the roles of kind of the community? And we had a character who was white coming up in an all African-American community. And I thought hip hop was a great vehicle to kind of tell the story. And so in tribute to both hip hop and Shakespeare, what I did was I translated all of the lines from each character throughout the play into lyrics. So they're the same characters and it's the same story, but it's just brought forward in time. And now you have, instead of a Moor in a European army, you have a young white male in an African-American community who's kind of grown up on hip hop, is a part of that community, and falls in love with the daughter of a very prominent lawyer's daughter. And so that's the story. And the idea is that it's a series of stories. So I'm going to do this one, and I intend on doing other Shakespeare plays down the road. And so this one is a tribute to hip hop and Shakespeare's Othello. And it's When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clears Rise. And it takes you through the midsection of the play Othello. And then the next part of the book will be Clears Fall. And that will take you through to the end of the book. And so this section that I'm going to read for you is what I explained just a second ago. It's a reimagining of Act 2, Scene 2 from the original Othello. And there's a scene where the herald, the town crier, kind of tells everyone what's happening. And he basically explains how Othello and Desdemona have fallen in love, and everyone's happy and everyone's exciting. And there's going to be a party, and everyone's invited, right? And yes. So if you bring that story forward, imagine who would be a town crier? So a town crier today would be TMZ or Inside Edition or one of your kind of gossip column shows. And so I named the show in my play, When the Night Fell, Newsy. So N-U-Z-E-E. And so in the original, the herald says, "It is Othello's pleasure, our noble and valiant general, that upon certain tidings now arrived, importing the mere perdition of the Turkish fleet, Every man put himself into triumph, some to dance, some to make bonfires, each man to what sport and revels his addiction leads him. For besides these beneficial news, it is the celebration of his nuptial. So much was his pleasure should be proclaimed. All offices are open, and there is full liberty of feasting from this present hour of 5 till the bell have tolled 11. Heaven bless the Isle of Cyprus and our noble general Othello. And then you exit the herald. And that's all of Act 2, Scene 2. And so what you're going to hear now is from a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello, When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clears Rise. You're going to hear what Act 2, Scene 2 sounds like today.
And here's an audiobook sample.
Sexiest New York night. Who brings pleasure to the New York night? We'll clear the air, girl, I know that's right. No need for excess light, he's got a diamond. 5'9", a full figure, and straight shining. You know they hit the hottest spots on the islands. From that new club bonfire in the Bahamas to right here in Manhattan, I bring the karma. You can't stand it, well, have a seat. Here comes the drama. We get it first at NUCEE. Our sources say they're about to get married. You can see the royal couple tonight at Club Castle. A big night in the Big Apple, don't let it pass you. Come as you are or dress like a star. Order the caviar, drink from the open bar. The party won't end until 5 a.m. tomorrow. Hosted by Cypress, old school, Kid Capri. It's the party of the year, for clear, so come see. I'm Eric the Herald, so true, that's me. 100% N-U-Z-E-E.
Actually, I want to hear more, so I'm going to need to get the information here so I can get what Christopher has done. This is so amazing and so well done. This is When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clears Rise, a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello by Christopher Gary Simmons, our guest on the program. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to get all the information. Christopher, are you missing out if you're only buying like a written copy or only an audiobook version of the book? That would seem like you're not getting the full measure of what you've just done.
I wouldn't say you're missing out. I think you get much more if you get the audiobook, but there's a lot of joy in actually just reading the story, because there is a story that goes into this process. So the same way Shakespeare tells a story with iambic pentameter, I just tell a story using lyricism of today. And what I would say is, depending on the person, some people have a high level of intelligence for hip hop, and so they'll hear the words right away. So it would make sense for them to have the audiobook and the regular book together. And it is going to definitely enhance your experience, and it's going to be really exciting to be able to share in both of those. However, some people may need to read the story first and then dive into the audiobook. I would say the audiobook is really going to enhance your experience. What I wanted to do was, I don't know if you remember, Rick, when you were a kid, or I may be dating myself, when you went to the library and you put on the headphones and you sat there with a book and you would read the book.
Yes.
So I basically wanted to do that for adults. So I wanted adults to have something, with gravitas and something that really touched on a lot of different elements of art. And so I wanted to bring hip hop art culture to classic literature culture, and combine those together and give the adults that experience of kind of like being in your own little world when you were a kid and you would read a book and have the headphones on and like listen and read at the same time.
Well, you certainly have achieved that. We're talking about When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clears Rise, by Christopher Gary Simmons. If you're Googling, look for A Tribute to Hip-Hop and Shakespeare's Othello. The book is at writersrepublic.com and amazon.com as well. You use the expression, the term literary musical. I love that. Talk about that. What that exactly means.
Okay, so as I explained to you, obviously Shakespeare is written in iambic pentameter, and you have to basically read the play in a certain rhythm for it to be able to express what Shakespeare was attempting to do. And so there are some people who understand the culture and the essence of hip hop and how challenging it is and how amazing of an art form it is, and some people don't. I think what people fail to realize about hip hop is that it's a written art form. Right. Yes. People take their time to write down these lyrics. And It's not just something you can just jump into and know, right? And there are a few exceptions. There are some people like Jay-Z who can go into a booth and kind of from memory or from his own mind kind of create on the spot. But that's few and far between. Most MCs or lyricists write down what they're sharing with the world. And even Jay-Z has some material that he's written, right? And so in that vein, I wanted to be able to utilize the lyricism of hip hop to tell a story. And I wanted to do it in a way where it paid honor to classic literature, so that hip hop was recognized for its usefulness as a writing tool, and that it honored classic literature. And that's where you have the combination of music and literature. And that's the idea of the literary musical.
Is the book more about Shakespeare or hip hop?
It's a combination of both. It's the exact story of Othello transported to today's time. And it's literally word for word. The character parts are word for word lyrics. Now, when you read the book, there are descriptive portions that allow you to understand what's happening in each section. So there's kind of like the descriptive sections before each narrative section. So the audiobook will also enhance your experience in that you get to understand the characters based on where they are, what kind of scene that's set in. So that character, that the scene that I set for you, where you all listen to the town crier from modern day, which was the NUZEE reporter. Imagine that scene taking place in the back of a New York City cab. A guy just kind of, you know, one of the characters, Iago in Othello, but Ego in my version of the story, hops in a cab. He's on his way to a club to kind of get ahead of the crowd and kind of set up his kind of evil plans that he has for the evening. And he sees on the screen a news report of this party that he's going to. There's actually an advertisement for that party for the on the back of the cab. You know, in New York, they'll have the little TV screen on the back of the cab, and you can kind of watch TV. So that scene is set up for you before the act comes on in the audiobook. So you get a descriptive understanding of where each character is.
Now, I understand you're going to do a series of these Shakespeare plays translated mm-hmm. into the literary musical using the hip hop lyricism. Talk mm-hmm. about that and what's next.
So, as I said before, this is the first half of it. So I did the front half of Othello translated. And this is a tribute to hip hop and Shakespeare's Othello. And so then the title of that is When the Night Fell, Clear's Rise, Part One, Clear's Rise. So that takes you halfway through the story. The second part of the story and the culmination of the story, the end of it, will be the same thing, except for it will be the second half. So it will be a tribute to hip hop and Shakespeare's Othello, Part Two, Clear's Fall. So it's When the Night Fell. So that's one book with two parts, Part One and Part Two, Clear's Rise, Clear's Fall, When the Night Fell, Part One and Part Two. And so that will be the first full book. And what I'd like to do after I've done the full book is I'd like to get a cast of characters, because in the audiobook, it's just one person doing the description, which is a female voice that kind of gives you some, breaks up the understanding of what's happening. And then it's my voice doing the different characters for the audiobook as it stands now. But once the full complement of the two parts are put together, I want to do a full version of it and do a new audiobook with separated characters where each character has a different voice. So that's the first phase of what I'd like to do. And then I'd like to repeat the process again with at least two or three more Shakespeare plays. And the one that I have my eye on right now is Macbeth. And so there'll be, after this one is done, there'll be a tribute to hip hop and Shakespeare's Macbeth. And I have a title, I have a title for it. And there'll be a part one, and then there'll be a part two of that. Okay. And then there'll be a culminating book that allows you to have different characters to play all of the characters. And so those are the two that I have my eye on for sure. And then the third one, I think, would probably be Romeo and Juliet. And then beyond that, I'm not sure. So I, those three, that's a hefty amount right there. That's a pretty good lift.
I was getting tired just listening to your plans with all you're going to do here. This is so involved with what you're doing, the literary musical. I mean, you've got the book, which is overwhelming for a number of people to put together a book. Then you've got the audio book. So you've got the musical, you've got the audio portion of this. Mm-hmm. Talk about the process in putting this together. I would say, think it would be overwhelming if you let it.
Yeah, well, I did. I took it piece by piece. So what I did was the initial process. It was kind of three phases. So the first phase was translating the lyrics, translating the play into lyricism. So I just page by page, I would take 5 pages a night and I would read them, and then I would literally just translate each character's lines line for line until I got to the end. And so that took me a while. And then the second part of it was, okay, I want to record this to music. I want to put this to real music. And so then I had to do the production. So I did the production for each scene and each act. And then I had to do the recording. And so then I recorded the instrumental version. And then I recorded the same lyrics over top of music. And then I created a full instrumental version without any lyrics at all. I'm sorry. I did an a cappella version, a version over music, and then I did an instrumental version. And that's kind of brought me to where I'm at now.
Obviously, I love the passion, the enthusiasm you're bringing to this. It is such an innovative concept. What we're talking about is When the Night Fell, Part 1, Clear's Rise by Christopher Gary Simmons, a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello. You'll find the information at writersrepublic.com, at Amazon. If you're Googling, go look for A Tribute to Hip-Hop and Shakespeare's Othello. How long did it take you to get this far from the idea you had when you had this concept to bring it to the point where it's now in the market and people are raving about it and enjoying it so much?
It took me about, to write it took about 2 or 3 years. To write the entire thing, that line by line, the production of the music, the editing, I would say that took about a year or so, maybe a little over a year to do. So it was about around this time a year ago or a year and a half ago that I connected with Writers Republic, and I thought let me put this out there so people can get to it. And they became a publisher for me and just moved forward from there. And here we are.
Where did this whole concept, this idea come from? How did this start with you?
So I was at home and I was working on a project for a literature class, actually for a temple. And I was doing something for a Shakespeare class that I was taking. And I had an instrumental track playing in the background. I've always done a lot of music stuff on my own, like independent music stuff. And I was reading the story of Othello, and I got to a specific part and I started reading it out loud, and I read it along with the music that was playing behind me. And I thought, wow, that was strange. So there was a part that says, Shakespeare is when all the grief has ended, by seeing the worst which late on hopes depended, to mourn a mischief that is past and gone, is the next way to draw new mischief on. What can't be preserved when fortune takes patience, her injury a mockery makes. The rob that smiles steals something from the thief. He robs himself that spends a bootless grief. So that's what Shakespeare had said. And I said, what could that be lyricism? Can I turn that into lyrics? And so I started reading it out loud. Shakespeare said, when all the grief has ended, by seeing the worst which laid on hopes depended, to mourn the mischief that is past and gone, is the next way to draw new mischief on. What can't be preserved when fortune takes patience, her injury a mockery makes. The rob the smile steals something from the thief. He robs himself that spends a bootless grief. Now, if you heard a lot of the different inflections that I put into what I did the second time, that's the difference between just regular recitation of something and lyricism. There's a little bit of extra that you have to add to it to bring that hip hop feel to it. And I thought, could I do this for an entire play? Could I translate the entire story into lyrics? And that's kind of how it was born.
And the answer, yes. And you've done it so well. Who are some performers there that that you look up to that maybe sort of motivate you to go forward? I mentioned that you've ended up growing up during the golden era of hip hop. Who mm-hmm. are some of the people that motivate you? Some of the performers.
So I love music in general, and I love good artistry in general. So as far as hip hop goes, I'm a huge advocate of Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Public Enemy, KRS-One, Rock-M. I can go on and on. Big Daddy Kane. I could name so many people that just have been amazing lyricists that have not gotten credit for the work that they've done. Up to newer artists today, you know, Baby and Lil Wayne, and I love all artists, and I never put myself in a box where I didn't appreciate things outside of what I thought I was supposed to be comfortable with. So I was a big fan of The Police. I like Coldplay. I like Tracy Chapman. I like, you know, Sade has always been one of my favorite artists. So I just really like artists and artistry, you know. So obviously, you know, the Jay-Z's of the world, those type of artists who still exist today and are still kind of going after years of being great. Those are the people that have inspired me, and great storytellers. Slick Rick, if you've never heard that name before, is probably known as the best storyteller in hip hop, right? And I've always wanted to be able to tell a story the way Slick Rick told stories. And there's actually a section in Clear's Fall that I dedicated, that I used kind of a rhythmic tone that Slick Rick would take on to kind of honor him. And one thing I didn't talk about is the original recording of this. I recorded the original lyrics over top of specific tracks from different artists that I really appreciated. And hopefully one day what I'd like to do is be able to have the audiobook performed over those tracks. So some of the artists that I mentioned to you were tracks that I recorded the lyrics over originally for my own edification. And then I translated those versions into my own original production.
So many possibilities come to mind. Do you see this as a Broadway play at some point?
I like the idea of having it in the lane of literature and, you know, being a literary musical. I'm not opposed to the idea of having it performed. And I think when you read earlier from my bio, when I said I want people to find their own voice, I am so excited about the idea of people taking these lyrics and coming up with their own production. Yes. And then performing the same exact lyrics over completely new production. I am excited about the idea of someone putting this on stage or putting this on film and seeing what it looks like in the world of cinema or in the world of performing arts in front of a live audience. And I think that's something that people would really be excited to take a look at, given that we've been cooped up for a really long time. And so yes. with everything in the last year or so. So I'm excited about the prospect of this making it to a space where people can share in it in a communal way, which hasn't been accessible for some time now.
We've got a couple minutes left to talk about finding your own voice. Who encouraged mm-hmm. you to find your voice? Because you're multi-talented. Mm. You've got the music, you've got the literary background, the English degree. Who encouraged mm-hmm. you to find your specific voice?
I would say my family. I would have to say my family first and foremost, you know, family and friends and the community I grew up in. You know, I'm from Philadelphia. I grew up partially in Camden, New Jersey. I think the city of Philadelphia has always been an amazing place and has amazing energy and artistry. The Roots, who is another band that I did not mention earlier, but also an inspiration for me, who invented the idea of doing lyrics behind a live band, and that hadn't really been done to the extent that they have done it before they came along. They're now, I think, Jimmy Fallon's live band. They play for him every night, or Jimmy Kimmel. They're the band that plays for Jimmy Kimmel every night live. Yeah. So they were a huge artistic inspiration at the local level. But my family and my friends, who have always felt like they appreciated kind of the poetry and artistry that I've brought to the community that I've lived in and grown up in.
love the concept literary musical, which is exactly how you would describe Christopher's work. When the Night Fell, Part One, Clears Rise, a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello. Christopher Gary Simmons is our guest, the author, creator. You'll find it available at writersrepublic.com, at amazon.com, and look for more that Christopher is working on. It has been a pleasure having him on the program. What a talent. Please stay in touch. Would love to keep up with all the things that you're doing. I was excited about having you on the program and excited to have you back, Christopher. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing this great work you're doing.
Rick, can I just share really quickly that the audiobook will be available January 15th. So right now the hard copy and paperback are available on Amazon. You can also get a Kindle or EPUB or a PDF version of the written copy. And the audio book will be available January 15th. And that's actually this man behind me, Martin Luther King's birthday, is January 15th. Although fantastic. MLK Day will be the Monday after the 15th. But in honor of you know, some of the great civil rights leaders and people who have fought for me to be able to express my voice the way that I have. And if you want to see inspiration, these are another piece of inspiration. These jazz artists behind me, this boxer behind me,
Muhammad Ali over your right shoulder there. By the way, the video version of this is available at our YouTube channel. You can go to our website and find it, or just Google it and find the This Week in America, the YouTube, and see Christopher's little office there with the pictures behind him. How did they get information on the audiobook? Will that be available at Writers Republic and Amazon as well?
So January 15th, the audiobook will be live, and you can also purchase that at Writers Republic, Amazon, and I believe it'll also be available at Barnes & Noble as well. And you can get a Kindle version of the book as well. So January 15th, the audiobook will be available. Right now, the live version of the online and hardback and paperback copies are available at Amazon and Writers Republic. So they'll all be available in those spaces. Just January 15th is when the audiobook will be available. And that's where you're going to really get your bang for your buck. So you can buy it now and give yourself some time to really get to learn it and know it. And then when you hear the book on the audiobook, you can really, really get into it because you'll have spent some time with it.
That's fantastic. You will want both. And again, you'll get the audiobook available after January 15th and after. Mm-hmm. To give you all the information, this is When the Night Fell, Part One, Clears Rise. If you're Googling, a tribute to hip-hop and Shakespeare's Othello by Christopher Gary Simmons. You'll find all the information at writersrepublic.com, amazon.com. You can link onto our website and get more information as well, thisweekinamerica.us. Christopher, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success with this. Looking forward to having you back to talk more. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you.
It's been our pleasure. The guest, Christopher Gary Simmons. Information available, writersrepublic.com, amazon.com. Back on today's program. Yes, Gary.
And it's okay. That's my dad's name, Christopher Gary Simmons. And it's the holiday. So, you know, it's a great book to kind of purchase for somebody to kind of put them in a space where they can be creative and really enjoy it over the holiday break.
Well, and you can have two Christmases. You can have the book at Christmas, and then January 15th will be like Christmas because you get the other part of the package audiobook. There. You get the audiobook. You need both of them. Great now. You can read it, enjoy it, and then January 15th, take it to a whole new level with the audiobook. Christopher Gary Simmons, our guest on the program. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.